Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to give my shutdown update, and then we're going to zoom into Ask Maggie. We got a little bit of Terry Barr coming up right before the end of the show for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. So do not go anywhere. Again, let's just begin the beginning. Who is responsible for this shutdown? Cut 28.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader, and he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States.
Ah,
who
yes,
is the president.
President at that time? That is who is responsible. You know what else the president is responsible? We're just getting word that, Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of serial fraudster, grifter extraordinaire, liar amongst liars, Congressman George Santos. What? Like, in what universe is that acceptable? I cannot even make sense of this. We're also getting news this afternoon that veteran federal prosecutor Beth Ucey in the Eastern District of Virginia was fired after opposing the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James. This comes in the wake of the news of so many federal prosecutors resigning or being forced out or quitting. We've heard about this over and over again. And I want to just say this to everybody, and then we'll go back to the shutdown update. You want to know one of the differences that you can tell that what Donald Trump is doing is just rotten to the core? I want you to name me the federal prosecutors who quit the DOJ during Joe Biden's term. I want you to name me the federal prosecutors that were forced out of their jobs during Joe Biden's term. I want you to name me the U.S. attorney appointee slash interim slash acting U.S. attorneys that federal courts found were illegally serving in their positions. I want you to name me all of the grand juries that refused to indict Donald Trump, his co-conspirators, January 6th people during Joe Biden's term. I want you to name me the prosecutions related to Donald Trump's corruption and the January 6th insurrection during Joe Biden's term that resulted in not guilty verdicts. Oh, by the way, one of the only not guilty verdicts was brought by a special prosecutor to look into someone that Donald Trump had accused of being a politically motivated FBI agent. One of the acquittals was of that same special counsel and his investigation spurred on by MAGA allegations against a federal prosecutor. Those are some of the things that didn't actually result in not guilty verdicts or dropped cases. Just saying. I don't know of a single career prosecutor fired. I don't know any of them that were forced out. I didn't see any of that news. Didn't see news about a wave of resignations. I didn't see Joe Biden clearing out the inspector general's offices, firing the ethics watchdogs. Yeah, I didn't see any of that. So if you want to actually start to understand the differences, it's right there, out in plain sight. It's Stunning. Oh, one of the prosecutors that got fired, by the way, was one of the top prosecutors for the Afghanistan 2021 bombing of a U.S. base. Yeah, Trump fired one of the top prosecutors, had done most of the investigation, knew that case inside and out. I'm sure it's all making the DOJ and the FBI way less political. Give me a break. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump is also targeting his political enemies using the IRS. I'll do a little bit about that next week because he said some contrary things in the past. But let's get to the shutdown update because we are watching the slow motion implosion of Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm now calling him Magic Mike because he just makes things up like magical thinking. I'm calling him Jack Hole Johnson because he is disrespectful. He is rude. He says it very calmly, like a marionette. Mike doesn't move his head. Forehead hardly moves. He looks, again, like the adult version of Ralphie from A Christmas Story. But Johnson has started to get his butt handed to him more and more frequently. And yesterday was no exception. He was on with Jake Tapper, and it did not go well. Take a listen to this.
The director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt, is taking the shutdown opportunity to fire for good federal workers, not just a furlough, but to fire them
illegally.
Multiple Republican lawmakers tell CNN that they're only finding out about the administration decisions on layoffs and contract cancellations after they've already been made public. Congressman Mark Amadei says he found out that $202 million worth of battery recycling projects were being canceled in his Nevada district via press release. He said, quote, "The communications culture sucks." Do you think the Trump administration is giving you, the legislative branch, these details sufficiently? And if so, are you passing all this information along to your members?
Look, the Trump administration is doing the very best they can with a very difficult situation. It is the Democrats who have voted now 10 times to keep the government shut down and require all of these reductions in force and the determination about what are essential programs, policies, and personnel, and what are not. This is an unenviable situation that no one in the White House relishes. The president asked Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer himself in the Oval Office, in my presence, and with Leader Thune, to please not shut the government down. Before any of this began, we never had to go down this road. But now that the Democrats keep deciding to keep the government shut down, they are forcing the administration to triage federal spending. Why? Because they have turned off the funding streams, Jake. That is what's happened. They can make this stop immediately if they will just do the simple and right thing. Pass our simple 24-page bill that just merely says status quo, keep the lights on. Democrats refuse to do it. They are the ones that are inflicting this pain on the people.
That's not really quite accurate. I mean, Russ Vogt is taking this opportunity to fire workers because they want to reduce the size of the federal workforce. None of these people are being paid anyway. It's not as though these furloughed workers are sapping up a budget. They're not being paid. This is an opportunity by Russ Vogt to shrink government, as he has outlined in Project 2025 and other places.
No, look, this is a very important distinction. Furloughed workers do get paid on the back end. They get that pay back to them. It's reimbursed, as you know. That's how it works. That's the statute and the tradition and the practice.
Oops. Let's see. 10 days ago, here's what Mike Johnson had to say about that very same issue.
It is true that in previous shutdowns, many or most of them have been paid for the time that they were furloughed. But there is new legal analysis. I don't know the details. I just saw a headline this morning. I'm not read in on it, and I haven't spoken to the White House about it. But there are some legal analysts who are saying that that may not be appropriate or necessary in terms of the law requiring that back pay be provided. So I'm sure that'll be there will be a lot of discussion about that.
So which is it, Magic Mike? So which is it? They're getting paid or not paid? And is it just the Democratic furloughed workers that aren't getting paid? And by the way, that has nothing to do with the firings themselves, because they would get paid after the shutdown ended, which would then release the funding to pay them. Magic Mike, your magical thinking doesn't work at all. It's just nonsense. And, oh, by the way, I'll just remind you what the federal court reviewing these shutdown-related rifts said about this. The administration's actions in laying off thousands of public employees during a government shutdown and targeting those programs and employees that are perceived as favored by a particular party is the epitome of hasty, arbitrary, and capricious decision-making, meaning it's illegal. And I just don't want to miss out on this. Here's Jake Tapper again, schooling Jack Hole Johnson about not seating Congresswoman-elect Elita Grijalva. Take a listen to this.
So you've said that you're not going to swear in newly elected Democratic Congresswoman Elita Grijalva until the House returns for regular session and the government reopens. And point of fact, you could, if you wanted to, swear in Grijalva tomorrow. Her election's now been certified. And you did swear in two members during pro forma sessions because their families were present. Congresswoman-elect Grijalva, her dad's not going to be able to attend the swearing in whenever it happens because he died, as you know. He was a member of Congress. She was elected to fill his seat. This move is delaying her constituents having elected representation, so denying her a moment for her to be sworn in to fill her late father's role. And look, I know you a little bit. That must bother you. Isn't it time just to swear her in already?
No.
Okay, then. I don't know how to make sense of Magic Mike with his magical thinking. Jack Hole Johnson, Marionette Mike, who clearly was picked for his sterling leadership abilities. Nope, he was picked because he is an absolute lackey. Just to prove my point a little bit, Johnson is basically has been very unknown since he became speaker. In February, 35% of the American public, this is according to Pew Research, had never heard of him. In September, so last month, 36% had never heard of him. Fewer people actually know about Senate Majority Leader John Thune. 56% have never heard of him. By the way, those that do know of Mike Johnson, 60% of them don't like him. Why is it that the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the Senate both are unknown? Because they are not leaders in any way, shape, or form. All they are lackeys for Donald Trump. They have no name recognition because they don't do anything. They're just lackeys again. And I was wondering, well, we don't have time to fit that in. Listen, we're going to take care of a couple of quick messages. We're going to leave you all on a good note. Sorry about the no-ask Maggie, but we had to get through the shutdown update. We'll get your questions in next week, Friday. But coming up next, so glad to be joined by my friend and colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin, so we can all head off into the weekend on a positive note. Get your No King sign ready, because it's going to be a big old American love fest of patriots tomorrow. Stay tuned. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.